Starting on June 8th through the 13th, paragliders will leap from Wood Rat Mountain in the Applegate Valley of Southern Oregon and fly the rat route along Highway 228, landing in various vineyards where they can be greeted by viewing audiences. Joining me in the studio to help us learn more are two guests. Christina Ammon is the Destinations Manager at Wander Applegate. Welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
And Joshua Dean is President of the Rogue Valley Gliding and Paragliding Association. Welcome, Joshua.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
So let's start with your respective organizations. Christina, tell me about Wander Applegate.
Wander Applegate is actually a working group of the nonprofit A Greater Applegate, and that's our rural community building organization. So we have lots of working groups, and my particular working group is kind of a community-led effort to connect visitors with our local businesses and all our many assets out in the Applegate, our hikes, parks, rivers, the lake, everything.
Okay, well, for our listeners who don't know where the Applegate is, tell us.
So the Applegate Valley, when you drive through Jacksonville, most people know where Jacksonville and the Brit Festival is. If you just continue through Jacksonville out on Highway 238, you enter the Applegate Valley, and 238 goes all the way to Grants Pass. So the Applegate is between Jacksonville and Grants Pass.
Okay, and how long have you been doing work with them?
3 years now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Joshua.
Yeah. So the RVHPA is the Rogue Valley Hang Gliding and Paragliding Association. So this organization has been flying since the 70s in the Applegate Valley. And predominantly is made up of paragliders, and we have some hang gliders out in the area. So I've been flying that mountain for quite some time. And the organization maintains the mountainside, the launch site. We do quite a few public interfacing events volunteer work, such as 238 cleanup, the highway cleanup we just did, and then we host a myriad of events throughout the year, flying events and just regular travelers coming in to fly this beautiful mountain.
Okay, so you said 238. Both of you said 238. Did I say 238 or 228?
I said 228, but we weren't going to call you
we
out
knew what
on
you
it,
meant.
So. Okay, so I need to be called out. I have to get it right. It's 238.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that's called the rat route?
This event will be the rat route.
The event is
the
called
event
the rat
is the rat route.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't know what that is. Tell me what it is and why is it called
so
the
it's
rat
a,
route?
Yeah. So it's a homage to the wood rat, right? The beautiful little creature.
The name of the mountain.
And the name of the mountain is Wood Rat Mountain. And 238 is the sort of the main vein that takes you through the Applegate. So we wanted to capitalize on this stretch of highway that encompasses all these different businesses. And go ahead, Christina.
I just wanted to add that that during this event, the paragliders will be flying and landing at different venues along Highway 238, Lavender Farms, Vineyards. And so it's kind of Rat Route 238 as a name is kind of a gesture toward, you know, the tour of the valley that they'll be taking through the week with their paragliders.
Okay, so the Rat Route is named after the mountain, which is Wood Rat.
Yeah.
Why is the mountain named Wood Rat?
Named after the animal, the little wood rat. Have you ever seen one?
No, I haven't seen a wood rat.
We'll pull it up for you. Adorable. Google
it. They make like messy nests on the
mountain. Adorable.
Yeah. Not the most romantic name.
Well, right. Yeah, but we're trying to bring it back. You know, we're trying to give it a good image. You know, it's about branding.
So Joshua, you jump off a perfectly good mountain.
Right.
And you hang glide or you paraglide. I don't know the difference. Help
sure.
Me.
Yeah. So so everybody says jump off the mountain. It's more of a runoff, but jump sounds a lot
worse.
More extreme, right? Running off. Yeah. Perfectly good mountain. Two different types of aerial vehicles. So the paraglider is a soft wing made of like a ripstop nylon and Dyneema or Kevlar lines, and then of course a harness. And then you have your delta wing gliders, which would be the hang glider, which is a more of a solid framed wing. So those are the two modes of flight.
Okay. Yeah. So how long have you been doing this?
So I've been free flying for 2 years. This is my second season of free flying where we're using, you know, thermals or the wind to create the necessary lift for flight. And then I was paramotoring for 3 years prior. So same wing, just motorized. So you have the, you know, the two-stroke on your back.
It's like a big fan on
big,
your back.
Big fan, yeah. And then I started in the skydive side of the house.
So you've been flying for a while.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, not nearly as long as a lot of the members of the organization. So we have people that have been flying since the, you know, since the what, 70s, 80s. And so the experience level at Woodrat is, yeah, I'm an infant compared to these people.
So tell me about the event itself.
Yeah, well, from my end of it, we're just helping sort of support and amplify the efforts of the club to bring in some of the local attractions of the Applegate into the event. So the old version of the event, the rat race, was very competitive. It was like a national competition, and the focus was on these kind of hard, grueling days of competition. This event is a shift away from competition. It's got some fun contests in it, but it's a more leisurely event, and it allows the pilots time to enjoy some of the daily festivities that Joshua and the other club members are organizing out at Kingfisher Lavender one day, Longsword Vineyard another day, Red Lily another day. So spectators can come out to these places, and they have a chance of seeing the gliders land at the events, and there'll be food trucks, music.
A funny story. Many years ago, I was out at a vineyard. I was there for no apparent reason. And we saw those hang gliders land in the field, and it was thrilling. It was unexpected. I had no idea what was going on.
You must have been at Longsword Vineyard, I'm guessing.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's that people kind of break out into applause when they see it.
And that's what happened.
It's a spectacle.
Yeah. So one of the big objectives is to refocus on community. So the competitions, they have their place. They're great. There's competitions that happen all over the world. But for our area, this is a really unique space where we have this combination of businesses, community, people that love watching the paragliders and the hang gliders fly, and then how do we bring in business, travelers, creating more of a tourist destination around flying, and obviously spectators. So that's what we're really looking forward to, is reinvigorating the area with the tourism piece and people coming out to support us in our flying activities.
My guests are Christina Ammon, the destinations manager at Wonder Applegate, and Joshua Dean, president of the Rogue Valley Gliding and Paragliding Association. So can anybody sign up?
Sign up for which part? So to fly, to volunteer, to...
To run off the mountain.
So there's kind of a process for it, but we do encourage people to reach out. We can get them set up for an instructional tandem to where they can actually experience it themselves without having any training at all. And we have some amazingly qualified pilots that are prepared to do so that they can reach out. They can contact us through the RVHPA website.
RVHP.
Yeah, I think it's rvhpa.org.
Yeah, and even if people don't want to take on paragliding as a new hobby, if they just want to experience flight once, they can sign up for a tandem flight just for fun.
Okay, yeah. And how long does that take?
The flight?
Yeah.
So when you meet up, you're going to go up to top, you're going to have some instruction, they're going to walk you through the, how the flight is going to go, and then it's going to be all conditions permitting for how long your flight is going to be. So it could be, a couple hours, or it could be a small, 10 to 15 minute slider. Or if you're just not feeling it, you go up, you're like, I don't really like this very much, then the instructor can get you down on the ground pretty quick.
Okay, so... I was taken aback when you said it could be 2 hours or 15 minutes.
Sure.
That is a huge range.
Sure.
What determines the length?
Yeah, so when I say conditions, it's the thermal conditions. So if the thermals are allowing for, that extended flight, then, the pilots are going to be able to navigate that warm air rising in the atmosphere and be able to center or core in that rising air. And then that's what gives them the lift. And the lift can, be anywhere from, 5,000 feet AGL to 10,000 and beyond, just depending on what the atmosphere is doing.
10,000, isn't that where planes fly?
Absolutely, yeah. So we share the sky. Sky's a big place, but they're definitely around us and something that we do consider as we fly.
Just a fun fact to sneak in. There's a site, the site distance record is like 190 miles. They went to Eastern Oregon, almost Nevada.
Yeah,
so you can go distances.
Crater Lake. They were able to make it over to Crater Lake and beyond. Actually, it was past Crater Lake. And there's some information about that on the website just that tracks that journey for that pilot. So
okay, so what I'm hearing now is that you run off this mountain, Wood Rat Mountain, and you can go a lot of places. It's not just I'm running off the mountain and I'm going to land at one of the vineyards.
Correct.
And people regularly fly over to Ashland. That's common.
Right.
Or up to Grants Pass.
Yeah, so you can stay in the area, and there's quite a few landing sites or LZs. But for a lot of the pilots, they want to go fly and explore and land. So they just have goals, get to Ashland. And our only restriction is sort of what the FAA designates. So we have to be conscious of airspace. We have to stay out of the airspace. We fall under the FAA Part 103 rules. So we actually have a set of rules that we have to follow. And so as long as we are following those guidelines, we can try to get to some pretty cool places.
So if someone wants to sign up for the tandem flight, and you're not going to keep them in the air for 2 hours, are you?
No, not if they don't want to be there.
Okay. And so
until they pay, I mean, that's how you shake them down.
So how can people get a schedule? So if you want to be a spectator, you just want to have fun. Where's the schedule?
Yeah, so the event brochure is part of where Wander Applegate has helped partner with RVHPA. Travel Southern Oregon helped funded the production of it, and it has the schedule, hiking options, information about the ecology and the history. And you should be able to get it at any of the event locations, the first one being at Longsword on June 8th. They'll have a stack of those event brochures, but they're also available online on the event website, which is www.ratroute.com.
Ratroute.com. So they can get all that information right there.
Absolutely.
And so what are some of the vineyards you mentioned that are part of this?
Well, one is a lavender farm, Kingfisher Lavender.
Yeah.
And then Longsword, where you got to see it. Red Lily Vineyards. And then there'll be an event at Apple Outlaw. That's a new cidery tap room in the Applegate. They won't be landing there. And frankly, they might not be landing at any of those places. Like Joshua mentioned, like the flying is so condition dependent. So they'll only do it if it's safe. But it's very likely that at least driving through the Applegate or sitting at one of these places, you'll see them flying over, even if you don't get to see them land.
Right. So how do they know where to land?
So there's going to be a set schedule for what our goal landing site will be.
Yeah.
But again, if it's safe to do so and the conditions permit, otherwise we just land at our typical LZs. So
LZs?
The landing zone.
Landing zone.
So it's and sometimes depending on the conditions, the air does not want to let you land. And so you sometimes have to seek out areas of the valley where there is what we call sink, so that we can actually, land in the safest possible way where the conditions, give us the greatest success.
Okay, so you're at the mercy of the conditions.
Absolutely. And of course, pilot skill and the equipment.
Right.
So there's ways to manipulate the wing and the controls to help get you down, but sometimes you need some help from the surrounding air.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you ensure pilot safety?
A lot of pre-checks on your gear. A lot of pre-checks, a lot of, there's a process. There's a pre-check list. And then, of course, we're watching out for each other whenever we're on the launch sites and the landing zones.
I imagine there's a community.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah, we have strength in numbers, and that's what makes this particular organization so special.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have. Thank you both.
Quick shout out to Bala, Laura, and Tonya. They're the event planning team for the upcoming event.
Awesome. Okay, well, you just did it.
All right, appreciate it.